There'll be some scope this year, some flexibility built in for, I suppose, trying to tackle the worst roads first here due to the severe weather. The programme we originally had planned had agreed roads for a 2-year programme, but now some of that's been changed because of the weather. The department was given greater flexibility now to draw up new lists based on the worst roads and resubmit those to the department. They've indicated they put more money into some of those headings this year, so we could tackle the worst roads right now and get those fixed.
What the department is effectively saying is, we're not going to give you extra money, but we will allow you jig existing programmes and move money from one project to another.
Yeah, essentially that's what it is. Just looking for our first heading here is discretionary maintenance. Normally that would be $2 million each year for the last number of years. This year it's $3.5 million, meaning to cover spending on salt and gritting and so on, the recent bad weather. Then some other headings here looking at they're up. But then similarly other headings are down, corresponding amounts. For example, our EU co-finance, specific improvement jobs are down, but then our strengthening areas up. So the money's moved around, I suppose, to try and best tackle what's needed at this time.
Is there a possibility that this now could delay some of the projects that are specifically named and listed, or is the money for those projects copper fastened?
The ones that are specifically listed under specific improvement grants, those are copper fastened for the money, I suppose, stated for them. Others are not there, obviously, they won't be funded this year. But then under strengthening, that'll bring in some new jobs to us, and that'll have to be looked at now in the coming weeks and to get them started off as soon as possible.